This is the time of year when high school seniors are beginning to fill out financial aid applications. Many will take out their very first loan next year, but have never had a lesson in personal finance. Creators of a new online game hope to change that. Liz Schlemmer has more.
Paying for college is hard.
Ah, we about broke. We in debt.
Yep, I dropped out, unfortunately. Just working, less focused on school.
My focus is kind of terrible. $30,000 in debt, so it's not going too good, I would say.
Those might sound like the financial woes of college seniors, but they are the voices of high schoolers Jasmine Cruz, Jalen Lee, and Robert Garrison. And thankfully, they're just playing a game in class. It's called Payback, an interactive online choose-your-own-adventure of personal finance. It was created by McKinney Advertising for the educational nonprofit Next Gen Personal Finance. Payback is meant to simulate paying for college. Seniors Tajay Jordan and Josser Haynes will demonstrate. First, they apply for and choose a college.
I guess we'll do in-state public. So it says we're $7,772 in debt already.
It looks like our happiness and everything else is like at a 50%.
Jordan and Haynes are seniors at the Business and Finance Academy at Hillside High in Durham. They start off frugal. At their virtual graduation party, they get a windfall of $750 in cash.
What we do, we treat ourselves or save for school. What we gonna do, bro? You wanna ball out?
We should save for school.
All right, we'll save.
That's probably smarter.
Okay.
But they're not too frugal.
Okay, after 6 months, eating at the dining hall is not so fun. Your friends want to go out for dinner every Friday night. Every Friday night? You wanna go out every Friday night?
Maybe once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That's part of the game. Balancing finances with friends, focus, and overall happiness. There's a meter to track your levels of each as you face unexpected opportunities and pitfalls. If one of your meters drops too low, you drop out of school.
You didn't keep up with your GPA and you lost your scholarship. Well, you have to drop out. Unfortunately, you still have to pay back the money. Oh, we lost. Dang.
Ooh.
$11,000 back up. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh.
It quickly becomes clear that there are lots of ways to lose. Some students get behind in their classes, others drop out because they're unhappy. You can even finish school with almost no connections and then not be able to get a job. So how do you win? Here's the game's creative director, Jenny Nicholson.
The way to quote-unquote win at Payback is to graduate with a student loan debt that's less than your first year starting salary. That's basically kind of a quick rule of thumb in the personal finance world.
That surprises most of the high schoolers who want to pay a lot less. When Nicholson leads demonstrations, sometimes she has to console students.
That's not bad, though. Congratulations. You only have to pay 10% of your income every month to your student loan. That's a win.
College graduates in North Carolina, on average, had about $25,000 in debt when they collected their bachelor's degrees. And that's lower than the national average. The game's creators want students to learn not to nickel and dime themselves into deep debt, but also to start thinking of all college expenses as financial investments. Did it work? Here's Josser Haynes again.
First time around, we kind of went with like the cheap stuff. We try to save as much money as we can.
The gamers figured players would do that, but it's not realistic. There are drawbacks to treating college like a bargain store.
So you can either rent a used book, a new book, or a rent book. We went with the rent book because it was like in the middle between a used and a new. But the thing about it is like you can't really take notes in it. And plus, if you lose it, you have to pay extra like, what, $100 for it?
Payback has a lot of catches. There are no instructions and there's no button to go back a step. Like life, you have to figure it out and deal with the consequences. The hope is that these students will learn from their virtual mistakes when they head to college next year. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.